Hello and welcome to the Everything Phil Collins podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and I encourage you to subscribe if you enjoyed this week's episode. I also want to let you know that these podcasts are actually taken from our YouTube channel, and you can find out more about our YouTube videos by going to everythingphilcollins.com, where you'll get a link to watch all of our videos there, as well as some of the other cool stuff that we have on our website, everythingphilcollins.com. But I just wanted to let you know that this was originally a YouTube video, and so when I'm talking about certain visuals or if I'm holding something up to the camera, you might be missing out on that. So if you want to watch these episodes as videos, go to everythingphilcollins.com or just enjoy today's podcast episode. Hello and welcome back to a new episode of Everything Phil Collins. I'm Scott, and today we're going to look at the top 10 best Genesis album openers. That's a mouthful, but we're going to try to do it. While you're watching this video, I want you to take some notes and start working on your own top 10 list, because all of our lists are going to be completely subjective and they're going to be completely our own. Now, remember, when it comes to just their studio albums, and we're not including any live albums or anything like that or B-sides, but when it comes to just their studio albums, there's more than 10 songs. And for this band in particular, this task is really difficult because a lot of the Genesis opening tracks are really good. We're taking basically the first song on the album and we're going to rank them from number 10 all the way to what I think is the best. But I want you to make work on your own list and then leave it in the comments because I want to see it. I think it's going to be cool. So here's some criteria before we get started. When I say an album opener, I'm obviously referring to the first track on the record. I want us to judge these songs not by whether necessarily this is even a great song or a good song, or if you like this album, but how well does this song represent the record? How well does this song set the mood and set the tone for the whole record? We're not really judging it based on its lyrics or based on its production even. It's just what feeling does this song get? Is it a really spectacular way to start an album? And so that's how I've made my list. I'm curious to see how you make your list. Okay, starting at number 10. We're already going to get a little controversial here, but I would say that as album openers go, and remember, I couldn't get all of the songs on here, so I know we're going to miss some of your favorites, and I apologize. For number 10, I've said Where the Sour Turns to Sweet. Now, I'm not a huge fan of this record. I know a lot of us aren't a huge fan of this album or this song, but I think this song is pretty nice. It's kind of tempered a little bit. It's a little bit reserved, not big drums or anything. Although, listening on it on headphones just the other day and in the studio monitors here, the left side is really heavy with piano and acoustic, and vocals are up the middle, and then the strings a little while later come in on the right side. It's actually a bit jarring to listen to on headphones or in the studio. I imagine in a living room where the stereo mix gets folded a little bit, it's a little bit better, but this is kind of Beatlesque. It's kind of folksy. It's a really beautiful tune. I think the album would have been better if track two went a little weirder, in the same way that Trespass gets a little weird in the 70s type of Genesis that we love. The album doesn't really go anywhere after this, in my opinion. But I do think this is a good album opener. I think it's a really nice song to open a record with. I imagine if you drop this needle, you'd so far like what you were hearing. Okay, number 9, and you know, here's a song I really, really love, and this is a struggle to go on this list, and I don't know. I kind of went back and forth whether to include this song, but number 9 is No Son of Mine from We Can't Dance. And I'll tell you why I included it on this list. It is a great song. It's one of my favorite Phil era songs. It's really nice. I think when we think about, first of all, it's got this crescendo feel. So that's why I've awarded it on this list, is that it has that tick-tock, tick-tock, what's going on. And then the snare doesn't come in until like the second half of the verse. And then it grows and grows and grows, and then it has a fade out. So it really is this like kind of growing song. This is one of the rare times I've included a big hit or single on this list, but I think it is a good album opener. And I think when you compare it to what the album was supposed to be called and what the artwork is conveying, I do think that this No Son of Mine starts an interesting story. I think the track listing is all over the place on this record, so I don't want to comment too much on it, but No Son of Mine is a really good opener, and I want to think of it this way, too. I want to think about since it had been a long time since Invisible Touch, and they had really evolved their sound, and they'd really evolved their lyrical content as well in that time away, in the same way that Phil did from No Jacket to But Seriously. So I think that makes this song kind of special, is that we're hearing a new side of Genesis, almost like a darker, serious side of Genesis in the early 90s.
Number eight, this might be controversial, but I think a lot of people will agree with me. Number eight is Calling All Stations. I don't care what you think about this album. This song is really good. It's a really, really good song. There's a bit of a fade out issue, in my opinion. Same with Congo, but this is a really, really good song. It's a title track. Opening with a title track is kind of cool. Have they done that before? Abacab, Invisible Touch. But anyway, Calling All Stations is a really, really nice song. It has this kind of ominous, like a feeling to it, you know, that there's a bit of tension and suspense. And again, these are all criterias for the best album openers is that when it is, to me, I would say if you look at this list, these songs aren't necessarily the best songs on their album. In most cases, they're not the best song on the album on my list, but they do create a bit of tension. And that's what I really like about Calling All Stations and even No Son of Mine, where there's like a bit of like suspense, a bit of tension about like what's going to happen here. So yeah, Calling All Stations, I think, is one of their best openers. I mean, it's number eight on my list, but I think it makes for a really good opening song. Whether or not an album lives up to this opening song, that's for you to decide, but I think it's a great opener. Okay, number seven is Dance on a Volcano from Trick of the Tail. Honestly, this list could just go all, you know, it could be anything. There's not many. I'm going to talk about the ones I didn't include at the end. So stay tuned to the end, because if I'm missing something that's your favorite, I have a reason. I have a reason. But Dance on a Volcano is so great. It's so ominous. I love the callback in Los Endos. I love that this isn't the best song on Trick of the Tail. I think that's what something really special about openers is, when it's a really interesting song, but not necessarily the best. Dance on a Volcano is really, really great. And it has that sense of urgency too, that I think an album opener has. This super intense feeling, especially when the vocals come in, it's hurried. It's like they've got to get a message out in a hurry. And I just find that tension that we have on Calling All Stations, No Son of Mine, and on this song to be a real component of a great opening track. Number six is Mama. I think this is like the biggest song on my list. And I'll tell you why. I mean, Mama is a great, great song. I think it was a super bold song. I mean, they're very experimental in this regard, right? They plugged in a drum machine into an amplifier and they were just kind of trying out things. Even a song called Mama with a lyric named Mama was kind of bold and interesting. And I thought that was kind of special. And so this is a really interesting song. And it's one of their biggest opening songs that became a hit, aside from Invisible Touch. I think it's a really good opener. I don't think there's anything on that record I would have maybe used as an opener other than this. I think it's a really good song. However, this song, and maybe this is just my perspective, when I heard it as a young child, the falling dark children's shapes falling from this black abyss, and then hearing this creepy laugh on Mama, and then a song about ghosts in Home by the Sea, it gave this album a really spooky feel. Even though you have That's All, which is super upbeat, and you have nicer songs like Silver Rainbow and It's Gonna Get Better, for some reason, this song is just like coated in this eerie darkness for me. That's my visualization of this album. I don't know if that's true for you, but Mama sets the tone for this record and it makes it kind of a dark and ominous record. Now, what if this album cover had been like Duke or Abacab, like bright and colorful? Would this song feel out of place? I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. Either way, it's really good. It's not in my top five, but it's a really good album opener. And, you know, I like to think of album openers too is like that feeling you get when you drop the needle. And I don't mean that metaphorically. I mean that literally, like putting the record on the turntable and dropping the needle. And the way that this has that slow build with just that kind of raw drum machine in the same manner as No Son of Mine, just gets you excited. You know what record you're putting on. That's another thing about opening tracks is how quickly could you identify what album you're listening to by hearing the opening track. I mean, Dancing with the Moonlit Night, of course, and Dance on a Volcano, No Son of Mine. It's like, we know as fans within 3 or 4 seconds or less, we know what record we're listening to. That's cool. Okay. Number five comes from an album that I think is super underrated in the Genesis world. And this song I think is super underrated, and that is Looking for Someone from Trespass. Now, I don't know why this song is underrated. Like most of the bootlegs I have, I don't have recordings of this song. I do have some recordings of The Knife and White Mountain. That seemed to be a little bit more popular, but I really love this song. I don't know about you, but I really love it. That's why I'm putting it in my top five. I often think of it as like the sister song to Watcher of the Skies. I don't know why, but I do. And I often sometimes get them confused, and I kind of feel like Watcher of the Skies kind of took the place of Looking for Someone maybe in the set list. I'm not sure. I don't know why, but for some reason, I feel like this song is underrated and I really love it. I love the melody. It's one of the rare times that we have a lyric to kick off a record, like an a cappella lyric, which we have more of those examples in a second. But I think this is a really, really good song and a really good album opener and a critically underrated album. And I know a lot of you agree with that. Number four is Dancing with the Moonlit Night. Now, I'll tell you what's interesting about the song. It's a great opener, and it's a really interesting song. There's a lot of cool things going on. I think the reason why this gets such a high spot on my list is because of the a cappella lyric, "Can you tell me where my country lies?" Just this iconic phrase that kicks off a record. I think it's so naked and so bold for an artist to just say this, pronounce this, eccentric lyric with no instrumentation, almost like we do on Looking for Someone. And do I have another example of this? No, but I think that's kind of cool. It's also got this chaotic sense of urgency, this super mysterious sound. It's very bold. It's saying, here's what you're used to with Genesis, and now look what we're going to do. That's really cool. I think that's so special about this song. Again, it goes to my argument that a great opening track isn't necessarily and almost feels like it shouldn't be the best song on the album. And so look at this record. The best song on the album is probably Cinema Show or Firth of Fifth. It's not the biggest song on the album. It's not the hit song on the album, right? That's the song that comes next. Yet it's an iconic song. It has an iconic lyric. It's a really exciting song, and it's just a great way to kick off the record. And so that to me is what makes such a good Genesis opener, is when the song is so special. Anyway, that to me is what makes a great opener. Moving on. Number three, Abacab. The song Abacab from the album Abacab, which I think in this case is actually the best song on the album. I think. Yeah. It's probably one of the only examples too that gets off right away, that doesn't have that slow crescendo, but I still think it's a really, really good song. In this case, it sets the tone for the album, right? You have this minimal artwork and this really interesting look, and we have this objective of it being really unique and not using any of the old tools from the old days of old Genesis. The long version of the song is so good as well. I think in this case, the way that it just starts off at full speed is what this song on this album needed to do, to say, hey, we're going to do something a little bit different here. For a lot of these records, I'm a little bit too young to have picked them up for the record store and heard them for the very first time, but this would have been an exciting record to drop the needle on, to go to a record store, to buy the vinyl, put it in my backpack, bike home, put it on the record player, drop the needle. To hear this coming out of the speakers would have been a shock. And we did a whole review on this song and this album, and I talked about how I feel like Abacab is like a missed opportunity to be like this super abstract masterpiece, this new wave 80s prog pop rock masterpiece, just because it fell short on some songs. But anyway, I won't get into that now, but I think that Abacab kicks off this album in such an incredible way. Unfortunately, the album, I think, doesn't totally live up to this song. Number two is Watcher of the Skies. I'm not a huge fan of Watcher of the Skies, but it is a really, really great opener. I want to talk for a second about lyrics. We haven't talked too much in this episode about lyrics and the importance of lyrics for an album opener, but I think this is one of those interesting times, and very similar to Looking for Someone, where lyrically it's kind of like the start of a story, right? It's like Watcher of the Skies, like what's about to come, in the same way that's kind of a metaphor for an opening track to an album. And so Watcher of the Skies is a really good album opener. It's number two on my list from Foxtrot. You know, I don't know my feelings about this, like kind of cinematic strings, mellotron strings that start off this song. I feel like it pushes them back a little bit sonically, whereas Abacab maybe is a little bit more futuristic and pushes them forward a little bit. The intro is also a bit long, in my opinion. Like, that stringed intro goes on for almost a minute, I think. But I'll give them credit because it's ballsy. And I think they were told, right, like, don't play it live or like take it off for the radio. I can't remember. But like, I think it's ballsy. It's kind of Tony Banks saying, no, we're going to do it my way. But let's talk about deep into the song after the intro is passed. That's incredible Phil Collins drum part that's like super fast, super aggressive, and has that sense of urgency that I've been talking about in this whole episode. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. This is a really melodic song. It reminds me a lot of Dancing with the Moonlit Night, where it's kind of lots of different movements in it, but it has that exciting urgency. I've put it higher than Looking for Someone, even though I personally like Looking for Someone better, just because of that, because of the melody of Watcher of the Skies, I think is really good. The chorus melody, whatever that is, and the super fast drumming on the verses as well, I think is really good. Pretty much like all of the bootlegs I have, or a lot of the bootlegs, feature this song. So for a long time, this was a live staple. I'm really surprised they didn't include it more in some of the old melodies into the 80s and 90s. Isn't that a great moment when you have Phil doing like these kind of crazy Brand X drum beats, then it folds into like a more predictable groove and like a more of a relaxed groove. I love that. I love when Phil does that. He does it in Watcher of the Skies. That's a great album opener. Finally, my number one choice, and we're going to, after I say my number one, before I get you to tell me your list, I'm going to talk about some of the songs I left off, because I know a lot of you guys are going crazy right now, and I apologize, but I just want to give some context. But my number one best Genesis album opener is Behind the Lines. That's an absolute easy pick. I thought about this song before I wanted to make this list. This was just such an epic opener. I think this song took on even a greater meaning as an opener when they opened with it in 2007 and they sort of opened with it again. In the same way with Dance on a Volcano, you have this kind of like bookend melody to an album, which is also really cool. But I believe that the title of the record, Duke, and I've talked about kind of the confusing nature of the artwork in the title, but we won't get into that. But the title of the artwork, Duke, comes from, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, or it comes from this majestic royal proclamation type sound that the da-na-na from Behind the Lines kind of portrays. And so, I don't know, I think that's really cool. I think that's where the name came from, which is awesome. Anyway, I mentioned if we were to poll people, I think that Behind the Lines would make it on the top of a lot of your lists. It's just such a cool song. It segues really well into Dutch's. But what's really cool about Behind the Lines is that it has this intro of the song, which works incredibly well as an intro to the album. But then, very much in a similar way to Watcher of the Skies, it folds into this locked-in groove, into this pop song. And we know what this pop song sounds like on face value, but Behind the Lines as a pop song, just as a super catchy track, is really great. So that's why I love this song, because it has a really good melody. And this maybe separates it a little bit from, say, Where the Sour Turns to Sweet, or even No Son of Mine, which is lower on this list, because it's actually just a really, really, really good song. Sort of like Mama, also like Abacab, but Behind the Lines is a really, really good song. And we know that based on how Phil does it on face value. Absolutely love this song. Before I get to your list, I just want to talk about Invisible Touch. Invisible Touch, of course, didn't make the list. That's very obvious. I think it wouldn't make a lot of your list. The song is just way too big to be an opener. I don't think that album should have opened with Invisible Touch. I think it should have opened with Tonight Tonight. Maybe Land, but I think Tonight Tonight has a kind of a Mama feel. Maybe it was too much like Mama. That's why they didn't open with it. But opening with like a big hit single was maybe part and parcel of the 80s, 90s. But I don't know. For me, it doesn't work. And I'm not crazy about that song. So no. 11th Earl of Mar is a great song. Love it. Love that whole album. I just don't think it meets my criteria of a great opener. I don't think it has that slow build. It could be number 11 on this list because I love that tune. What else is out there? Down and Out. Yeah, it's okay. I mean, it's that. There's some other songs on that record I prefer that maybe would have worked as an opener. It's just not a special tune for me. It's good, but it didn't make the list. Why is The Lamb not on here? The Lamb as a whole project is incredible. It's iconic, but I think that song, it doesn't really meet my criteria of an opener. I love that melody, that kind of post-chorus, The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway. That's really cool. It is a good opener. Maybe I should have had it lower on my list. Maybe I would swap it out. Now that I'm thinking about it, maybe I'd swap it out for No Son of Mine. But I don't know. I don't think so. I think it's okay. I'm not sure if that should have been the opener on The Lamb. Maybe because The Lamb is a concept album, they should have done kind of like an eerie instrumental and then into The Lamb. So yeah, I don't think The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway is one of their best openers. Sorry. Now, what about The Musical Box? This is like one of their biggest songs of all time. And again, I kind of feel like it's the older version of Invisible Touch in the sense that, no, I don't think it, I think it's a great, great song, but I don't think it makes a great opener. I think it's just too massive. And it kind of, it's like opening with Supper's Ready. Oh my gosh, my camera battery keeps dying. I hope you haven't been waiting this long. Anyway, as I was saying, it's kind of like opening an album with Supper's Ready. You know, I don't, who knows? Or think of like selling England by the Pound. Would it have been a good idea to open with Cinema Show? I don't know. So anyway, that's kind of the reason why I left off the musical box. What else am I forgetting? Anything else? This is my list. What I'm curious about though is what's your list? So please leave it in the comments below. Make your top 10 best Genesis album openers. I think we'll do this again with album closers. Maybe we'll do this with Phil Collins album openers. That would be fun. There's so many good ones there. And I'll tell you, we've got something special coming up in a couple of weeks. We're going to readdress this issue with some guests later down the road, which is kind of cool. But it can be said that Genesis is a really tough band to pick their best openers. So anyway, thanks for watching and please subscribe.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode. If you want to find out more about the show, go to everythingphilcollins.com. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe and please leave a review of the show. That really helps.